Welcome to the Chicago Bears Podcast, a presentation of ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports. Here's your host, Pat the Designer.
Bear on Bears fan, Chicago Bears podcast, Pat the Designer, Adam Abdallah in the building. Adam, what's going on, man?
How are you, man? Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Oh,
appreciate
man, love it. Having you guys on the pod. Black and Abdallah in the building, the second half anyway, and host of the pre-game show. Is that what we're dubbing the pre-game show?
The pre-game show, yeah, 4 hours before every Bears game. So this weekend we're on at 2 o'clock, but normally for a noon kick, we'll be on at 8 a.m. getting people ready for the game, getting people into the stadium, all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah, full 4 hours of coverage here at ESPN, so stay in tune with us on that. But we got to talk about it. Justin Fields not starting Saturday. Is it important? We'll have that discussion. And then are the Bears having some issues going into this season with the injuries mounting up, especially to that offensive line, the revamped offensive line, might I add. We'll talk about all that more in today's episode of the Chicago Bears podcast. Hit that like button, subscribe to the page. We do also want to let you guys know that today's episode is brought to you by the Hard Rock Casino in Northern Indiana. See Gypsy Kings featuring Nicole Reyes on September 29th at Hard Rock Live. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. You're a big concert guy. You going?
I'm not. I want to say I was a big concert guy. The baby now kind of, I got to pick and choose my concerts.
Yeah.
I got to pick and choose wisely. I still go to some like late night hardcore shows where like the wife wouldn't want to go anyway. So it's just like me like in the pits and everything. And it's like, all right, I don't need a sitter for that.
Yeah, that's how you get out. You're like, don't you want to come? No.
You don't want to go. No, you don't want to go see this small club show where people are going to get kicked in the face. Cool. I'll just go by myself. Don't worry about it.
Well, let's jump into some Bears football because it feels like Bears fans are getting kicked in the face this morning a little bit with some of the news we got yesterday. But to start things off, Justin Fields not starting on Saturday versus the Colts. A lot of people feel like this is, you know, the game number two now is the game you use to get prepared for the season. That's when you normally see your starters go a little bit longer. How do you feel about the decision of Matt Eberflus to not play Justin Fields?
I'm fine with it. I think that they get enough action without taking unnecessary hits in these joint practices, right? Because everybody's in pads, everybody's hitting, but when you get to the quarterback, you have to stop.
Right.
Whereas when you go to
you should.
I don't know who I'm pointing to.
Whoever ran into Justin Fields multiple times.
But when you're in a preseason game, you're kind of getting the same things, but you can hit the quarterback. Like we saw, I keep going back to Russell Wilson last weekend with the Broncos. And the dude's playing until there's like 5 minutes left in the first half. Yeah. And they wanted to end on something positive. The dude's got a Super Bowl. Like, what are we doing here? Like, what are you doing? Like, you've got a Super Bowl winning head coach. Yeah. You've got potentially a Hall of Fame quarterback. Like, you've got a seasoned veteran. And I know it's a new system, but like, get him out there for a couple plays and get him. That's this. To me, Justin Fields is the season.
Right.
I know 100%. There's more aspirations this year than there were last year, but Justin Fields is still the season. Like, you can't have a backup in there for the entire year if Justin were to get hurt. And the retort to that would be, well, he can get hurt in the regular season. Yeah, that's the regular season.
That's when it's important.
Yeah. Like, I agree and disagree with both sides. I'm kind of in the middle where I understand the need to go out there and feel the speed of the game a few times before the regular season starts, just to feel what it's like to get hit again. Like, because some guys want to get out there and they actually do want to get, they want to do some hitting and they want to get hit again, just to get that feeling again. But I also understand that he's not going to learn anything by being out there for a quarter, 10 plays, 12 plays, whatever it is, be even a half. You're not going to learn anything. He's not going to come away. And this isn't going to be some moment where he's like, you know what? I got it.
Right.
Like, the light's not going to turn on in a preseason game against the Colts or last week against the Titans. Like, that's not going to happen. So to me, Justin Fields proved enough to me when he was in college last year, when everyone was healthy and they were putting up 29 points a game, that he's not the problem right now. The problem is, and Matt Eberflus even said it, that we got to get other people in there to make sure they're running routes the right way, to make sure the offensive line is keen in on their assignments. There's other people that need the reps that aren't Justin Fields. So I'm fine with him not playing. Right. I'm fine. Listen, he wants to suit up and go through the process of getting ready for a football game and just going through warmups and pads. And then everybody goes back in the locker room, takes the pads off, gets a quick shower, puts the bucket hat on, and he's back out there. That I'm fine with that too. I don't need to see him play. I'm not surprised by the decision. We look at yesterday, you know, Jalen Hurts didn't play. Sean Watson didn't play.
Yeah.
Like Sean Watson missed almost an entire year of football. You don't think he needs the reps? He didn't play. Jalen Hurts coming off of winning a Super Bowl. Being in a Super Bowl, not winning. Yeah. Didn't play. Patrick Mahomes won the Super Bowl. He's Patrick Mahomes. He's going to play. Totally get it. That's fine. Everyone is different. I'm not a fan. Because I don't think Chiefs fans would be up in arms today on Kansas City radio saying, or podcast or whatever, saying, well, Mahomes isn't starting. Like if Andy Reid came out and said he's not starting, everyone's going to trust him.
Yeah.
If he came out and said he's playing, which he did, everyone's going to trust him. So either way, like you can't win in that situation with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. But with a quarterback who's in his second year with the offense, a coach who's in his second year, like there is nitpicking because no one's accomplished anything yet, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. It's tough, right? Because for me, when I look at what Justin Fields is going through, I feel confident about Justin Fields. For me, the dress rehearsal is seeing what everyone else can do with their real quarterback out there. Is that worth the risk? Mm-hmm. I think you also have to take into account, my co-host over on The Breeze said this, that you also have to take into account how chippy these joint practices were that will carry over into a game. We saw, I think, 6 fights in total, fights, shoving and pushing and all of that, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. But like we saw, I believe, 6 in total. Stuff like that carries into a game. They've already bumped your quarterback, which everybody's like, well, he didn't mean to run into him. I was like, I bet if it was Anthony Richardson back there, he wouldn't have hit him. Yeah, yeah, I mean, like, yeah, like that's
exactly.
That's like, I didn't mean to hit him.
Well, you could be like the Jets and just cancel your second day.
That was wild.
Like the Jets were just like, we're not showing up. Sorry, we're not coming.
Hey, listen, that was wild. That's what happens when Aaron Rodgers is on your team. Well, let's be 100%.
And no, I understand what you're saying. We're like, yes, you do kind of worry, but it is football. Guys are fighting for their jobs.
Yes.
Like there's a difference, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel like you're gonna see more of this in the NFL. Like the Chiefs also didn't do the joint practices this week,
right?
So maybe that's why they want Patrick Mahomes to get some work. Like they did the joint practices, and you know, Courtney reported yesterday that they made the decision before last night's practice that he wasn't going to play. They decided after the first practice that he was going to see enough reps against real competition, yeah, without getting hurt. That this is what's, because when you, I thought they played the first preseason game perfectly. There were things I wanted to see and things I didn't want to see. What I would have liked to see a couple more deep passes, because you didn't know that those screens were going to go for
touchdowns. That's literally what it was.
Like,
yeah,
you didn't know that that was going to happen. So like what, you're going to put him out for another series just because you want to see him throw some deep balls? No. But I also didn't want to see him run. Like I didn't want to see him tuck the ball and say, you know what, no one's open, I'm going to run, because you've got quarterbacks making decisions. You know, Kevin Stefanski told Deshaun Watson he wants to see him run more in the preseason. Like, what, you're trying to get this dude hurt?
That's
like,
why he didn't play the second game.
Well, yeah, exactly. They saw enough from the first preseason game to say, you know what, you don't need the work, we're good, that's fine. So I don't think,
and now teams kind of use those first two games, right, as basically like your dress rehearsal, how you're getting into order for the regular season. You know there's going to be dysfunction because of how many games are this season. Mm-hmm. I just think that, right, with a lot of Bears fans, the one thing that coming into this is, it feels like, if not that the season's over if you lose to the Packers, but this is one of the best opportunities you're going to have to beat the Packers. You'd like to be 100% ready going into that game.
Yeah, and I think they will be. It's not, I don't know if it's a matter of being ready. To me, it's more about a matter of being healthy.
Yeah.
Like, he's not going to be more ready to be out there because he plays 10 snaps or 2 series or 3 series against the Colts. You know who's going to need? I hope that Darnell Wright's out there.
Yes.
That's who if Matt Eberflus said, we're not playing any starters, because he said we're not playing some starters.
We're not playing some starters. It's not just Justin, too. So what I assume is no DJ Moore.
No, no, Justin out of Fields. Practice.
Yeah. Claypool's out.
I
all
would
of
doubt that. You would start Mooney. Like I would like Mooney's been in the system and playing, has a good rapport with Justin Fields. I don't think that he'll be out.
I don't
there.
Need to see Mooney but, like, or PJ Walker.
The one I want to see out there, I want to see Darnell Wright. I feel like Darnell Wright, he played well. I'm not saying he didn't play well, but that's a college player coming in who you want to see get used to the speed of the game. I do think it's kind of important because PJ Walker has had a bad camp,
a horrible camp,
that you He's need to awful. Figure out who your backup is. I mean, the first pass he threw coming in the preseason game was an interception. He's been throwing a ton of it. I feel like every time
and the
see,
first pass he threw in the joint practice
was an interception, right? Like he's had a bad. So I need, this is a position where Justin Fields probably isn't going to start every single game. Like he's going to get hurt. He got hurt last year. It'd be rare for him to play 17 games. So you need a competent backup that is not going to literally throw away games.
Yeah.
So I think the competition for the backup is real. I'm not saying it's crazy important. I'm saying that I'm fine with each of them getting a half and figuring out who your backup quarter is and then getting a full. I mean, they're each going to probably get a half in the last game too and figure out.
I don't think we see any starters the rest of the way now. I think the next time we'll see Justin Fields is in How's preseason? Three weeks.
Yeah.
Right. We don't have that week at the end because we don't have the week in the
middle. No, there's like a break.
Yeah.
And then it's a week.
And then we won't see them again till the Packers.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. And I think for me, right, like I'm okay with that scenario because realistically, that's the game that I want to see them in. And yeah, Jordan Love might, you know, have a little bit more reps under his belt, but Jordan Love hasn't figured out how to complete passes on a consistent basis.
Jordan Love hasn't
downfield.
Played 2 years of football either. Like Justin Fields played a full year last year. I mean, he didn't play the full year because he was injured, but he played a year of football last year. Yeah. He played a decent amount of games in his rookie year. Like he's seen game action.
I would even, I'm no lie, like I would push back a little bit on the him not being able to go 17 because I think there's games last year where they were like, we're not going to risk you.
Well,
like,
at the
there's
end,
no
yeah.
point in me putting but you after, in this game.
But it was, what was it, the Falcons game where he
the
got
the Falcons
last
game
year?
He got dinged up. But even right in a season where you care about winning, you might put him out there.
Yeah, I understand. You know what I mean? Yes. Like, I mean, at the end, he didn't start because what's the point?
Yeah.
You know, but I would say that like if he continues to run the way he did last year.
But
I hope not either. But there's a chance he doesn't play. It's rare that quarterbacks play all 17 games, and it's going to be even more rare when eventually they move to 18 games. It's going to be the same thing.
We're just like, just take, at this point, it's like, take the preseason games away, and we'll just accept that the first four games of real football might suck.
Yeah, I mean,
like, that's kind of where I'm at this
you're going to might see situations where teams move, and I'm just spitballing here. I've got no, like, this is just me thinking here. But, like, you might charge a little more for fans to go to a joint practice because you're getting rid of a preseason game once they move to 18 games or something like that. Like it's, you're going to see more joint practices and less game action.
Well, I asked Briggs and McKee and I was like, what are you getting more out of? And they're like, joint practice. Cause like you're actually going against their number ones for practice.
Yeah.
Like your job is to beat their number ones for practice.
Yeah. And like, I mean, listen, I'm not that old, but we're not far removed from the third preseason game starters going in and playing for three quarters.
Yeah.
And it's like, because you want to see them make the halftime adjustment. It's like, this is dumb. Like, this is like, I want to know who the person was who was just like, this is stupid. We're not doing this anymore.
The Players Association.
Like, I'm protecting these guys because there's so much more value in having them ready for the regular season as opposed to the quarter and a half they're going to get from these preseason games.
Is there anyone that you want to see more from? Right, you said Darnell Wright, but anybody you want to see more from that we've seen in these joint practices? Kind of be a little name to make themselves that you're looking forward to in the Saturday's game.
Because no, I mean, look,
there's still a game Saturday.
There's still a game next Saturday as well. And the pregame show will start at 2:00 this Saturday and 8:00 next Saturday.
Stay tuned.
No, I mean, this is where you figure out your depth, right? Yeah. This is the biggest problem last year was, besides shipping out everybody and basically tanking without saying you're tanking, is depth, right? And I think it's something that Ryan Poles has addressed this year. I mean, you look at like guys like Jatyre Carter, right? Like he's getting an opportunity with Nate Davis out, and he's going to be a guy that, you know, you kind of rely on for depth because it is football. Guys are going to get hurt. We're seeing it happen on the offensive line now, where you need depth. You need depth in your secondary. You need depth on your defensive line. They have a log jam of dudes on the interior defensive line. And you need guys to get reps to figure out your depth chart, because you need to know that you can rely on guys to come in and not be, they won't be as good. Obviously, they're not starters for a reason. They're not going to be as good, but you just don't want that negative play to happen because of that. Like, you want your corners to come in and be ready, because if a guy gets hurt, you don't want that quarterback to be able to pick on them.
Exactly.
You know? So that's what I'm looking for. Like, I just want more guys to get these guys that are second stringers, third stringers, to get more reps in, because they're the ones that need to be ready to come in should someone get injured.
I think even like we talked about these next two games, for me, I'm really looking at Tyson Bagent.
Yeah.
You looked good in week one.
Well, I mean,
you've looked good in practice. I think you threw three touchdowns yesterday in the joint practice. Yeah. The offense dominated.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way,
I mean, you've got PJ Walker right now on the depth chart is PJ Walker, Nathan Peterman, and then Tyson Bagent. And so to me, if you're going to carry three quarterbacks, because the NFL is going to let you carry three quarterbacks this year, and then you're going to have a guy in your practice squad, most likely. So all four guys are going to be there, most likely. Right. But it's just a matter of who is it, you know? Like, is it Peterman?
Yeah.
Is it PJ Walker? Is it Tyson? Like, it's going to matter who's going to come in, who's going to get that, you know, if something happens to Justin and you can't go in, someone needs to come in, who's putting on that helmet first?
And none of them are great. I'm not sitting here telling you Tyson Bagent's the next one up.
NFL.
This is not the 49ers.
No, not every team can have what the 49ers have. Every team can have Marcus Mariota come in and be their backup like the Eagles have. You know, everyone's going to have drop off. You know, you might get that first game spark just because teams aren't used to it. They don't have a lot of tape. But if PJ Walker's coming out and airmailing throws, like, you're going to lose games. And like, obviously, because of the moves that Ryan Poles made, especially late, adding guys like Yannick Ngakoue, that to me means that they are ready to win. Like, they think they've got a shot.
Well, they said it in 1920, right? Like, this is not, let's take our time, we're just trying to compete in the division.
No,
they said, we want to win the division.
Well, I mean, look at the division. It's not, I mean, look, it's decent, but it's not great. The Lions are going to be a sexy pick. The Lions are going to be a sexy pick.
I think the Vikings are going to be bad.
I think the Vikings aren't good. They're not going to be a 13-win team.
The Packers are probably going to be a six.
Yeah, and that's fine, right? Look at the win totals in Vegas. Everybody's bunched up. I think the Packers have 6.5. The Bears and the Vikings both have 7.5, or the Vikings might have 8.5. And the Lions have 9.5.
Yeah.
So if everyone's right around that 7-10 win mark, this division is still up for grabs, because one game can change everything.
100%.
So yes, the Packers game is meaningful, obviously, but the Lions games are meaningful. The Vikings game, every game is going to be meaningful. And if they think that they can win now, then you need to have these pieces here for depth, because they were coming in after the mini bye last year. They beat the Patriots. They went on that run. They were scoring 29 points a game. Then what happened? Guys started getting hurt.
Yep.
And when guys start getting hurt and you don't have the depth, there's still decent depth. Look, they're still a ways away. They're still a season away from being like a fully functioning, we've got next man up mentality.
No, yeah, for sure.
There's going to be more drop off, but it's not as much drop off as there was last year.
I think even right, we can switch gears here and head into kind of where the injury concerns are. You go into day two of joint practices yesterday. Eddie Jackson gets dinged up, laying a big hit on Michael Pittman the other day. Jaquan Brisker out, Chase Claypool out, Tyler Scott out, Tremaine Edmonds out, Velus Jones out, Lucas Patrick out, Tristan Ebner out, Josh Blackwell, DeMarquise Gates. And then you end up losing Cody Whitehair, apparently, in one-on-one drills. And I don't, like, they don't have to tell us what the injury is. Seemed like he messed up his hand a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And there are concerns that maybe it might be long term.
Yeah,
that it might be something that lingers into the season. Where's your level of concern when, outside of three of the names, DeMarquise Gates, Josh Blackwell, Tristan Ebner?
Yeah,
all of these guys are guys that we expected to see something
from,
be impactful with heading into this season.
This is weird. I'm not concerned until they're concerned, right? Like, Matt Eberflus has made a point to say, I'm not going to talk about injuries.
Yeah.
unless they're serious.
Yeah.
Right. Like if someone is going to miss a significant amount of time, I think we'll know about it. I believe that Matt Eberflus is transparent enough where if someone's going to miss six games,
yeah,
they're going to tell us.
But Lucas Patrick was day to day for the entire season.
I know he was. I know he was. I know he was. I know he was. That's why it's weird because like every time, like even when you were at, like Carmen and Yurko had Matt Eberflus on their show to ask him about Nate Davis, and he even gave like a wry smile and was like, he'll be out there. Like he's fine.
Yeah.
You know, like you'll see him soon. So I get it. There's a lot of injuries, but we're also at the time of year where even the smallest
I'm not thing, playing you.
You're not playing because
Bayless didn't play yesterday and it probably was like, oh, my knee had some swelling.
Yeah, like running. Eddie Jackson got hurt or was banged, dinged up or whatever you want to call it, and then didn't come back in because there were only like three plays left in the practice,
right?
So, and he might not play this weekend, but that's probably a cautionary thing. Like there's so much caution right now that I'm not really concerned. And a lot of these guys, they might be able to play through some of this stuff. A lot of some of this stuff might be, you know, just wrap it up and go out there. Yeah. Like if this was the regular season type of thing,
for
they
sure,
would play.
For sure.
But because it's a practice, we don't want anybody else to get hurt. We don't want to add to the injury. We don't want to do anything of that kind of stuff. If we're talking a 1 to 10 scale, I'm at like a 5 right now.
All right, that's half mass.
Five or six. Like if we get to like if it comes out that you know that Lucas or Cody Whitehair has a something wrong and it's going to keep him out for a few weeks, maybe 5-6 games.
Yeah.
Okay. 8.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
then
yeah.
I'm up there.
It quickly jumps.
Yeah. It quickly jumps. But if it's just hey, we're going to keep him out the rest of the preseason and you know whatever, he's going to be out there doing drills and that kind of stuff, just staying in shape. Okay. He's not going to miss week one. Not concerned.
It's just the only thing that concerns me right now, and it's heading into the season with what Joe Burrow had last season. Joe Burrow had a good offensive line after week 6.
Yeah.
And it took them 6 weeks to be like, hey, so you're going to step here. I'm going to step here. Mm-hmm. And so that's how we're blocking. Look. Okay. Now we're going to protect him. At that point, he'd been sacked 25 times already.
Well, that's been my biggest concern with Nate Davis is like, I get it. You might not like to practice. Yeah. I get it. There might be something going on that we don't know about.
I don't get it. You have one job in football, play and practice. But I guess that's two things. But
to me is like, it's the gelling factor. Like that offensive line needs to gel and they need time together. And you know, maybe he saw the way Tyree Carter was playing. He was like, oh, crap, I got to get back out there.
I'm not saying that that's the case. That has been put out there multiple times, though. If that is the case, you better fart all pro performances.
Yeah.
Like you better walk onto the field and kill a guy as you step on the field.
No, absolutely. But with like some of the injuries, you know, if it's just like, I've got a sore quad. I've got a sore hamstring. Yeah. Like it's not going to keep me out that long.
Stuff they play through during the regular season.
Stuff they would. Yes. Everybody's hurt. There's a difference between hurt and injured.
Yes.
If guys are just hurt, not really concerned. If there's an injury, we'll find out in a couple weeks because they don't have to say anything right now. Yeah. So we'll find out, you know, that Wednesday when that first depth chart is due before the game against the Packers. Depth chart.
The only concern for me is just the length of them, right? Like Nate Davis was weird, but I think in the back of our minds, we're always like, does this guy really not like to practice?
Because
he'd show up for one thing, be like, ah, I hit you. Well, shells. Like, all right, I'll see you guys
what's
later.
What's concerning for me is like a guy like Claypool who keeps getting quote hurt or injured, like he came back. All right. He was on PUP for a day. Okay. Came back. All right. Few weeks goes by, gets hurt again. Now he's out again.
Yeah.
Like that just seems to be like a recurring theme.
Especially when, right, Darnell Mooney said in the 1920 drive, check that out on YouTube, by the way, it's on the Chicago Bears YouTube channel.
Check it out.
Darnell Mooney, he confirmed pretty much what I've been saying all last year. I was like, Justin's not going to throw it to you if you're not on the practice field.
Oh yeah!
Like he's like, you're not getting the ball unless you're out there working. So like with Chase Claypool, granted he can't, right? He's hurt, so he can't get on the field. But that then leads me to believe that when we get onto the real field, Justin's gonna go, I don't know if you're gonna catch this one.
Yeah. Well, it's about trust and feel. We know he has that trust and feel with Darnell Mooney going back a couple of years, and we know he's got that relationship with DJ Moore now, which seems to have clicked instantly.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, if it's EQ St. Brown that's out there, if it's, you know, whoever's out there, if it's Tyler Scott that's getting more reps, whoever's out there, you know, like whatever. If Cole Kmet's going to get more looks, and Tonyan's going to get more looks, yeah. Like, you're going to have dudes out there, and Mercedes probably won't get a lot of looks. He's going to be busy blocking. But, like, guys are going to be out there getting more targets, because that was a problem when they brought Claypool in. He was out there, but he wasn't getting targeted because he didn't really understand the offense that much. So I'm concerned, but I'm not. It's okay.
It's like it's the fly in the room. Like, it's like, injured. Okay, yeah, hold on now. Wait a minute. What was that? Should I be worried about that? I don't know about
like
that.
If Cody Whitehair starts missing a bunch of games or like misses whatever, then yes,
because you're quickly at. I think that's the thing, right? We thought we had this depth.
Yeah,
I thought coming in, we've got our starting five. Mm-hmm. We've got Alex Leatherwood, who can go in a pinch. Jatari Carter seems like he's a nice little backup there.
But
and then we got Lucas Patrick.
The center position's a little different. Like, the thing is, like,
if I saw Lucas Patrick play three plays at center. All of them were nice, and then he got hurt. So yeah,
that's the thing. And with the center too, it's not just like, it's not a different position where if it is a hand thing or whatever it is, like, you can't just put a club on it and go.
Yeah.
You've got to grip the football. The handoffs have got to be clean. Yeah. Like, you've got all that stuff. The snap has to be perfect. Everything's got to be perfect, because if that first element isn't right, it affects everything, because it takes that extra millisecond to flip the ball around. It takes the extra millisecond to reset your feet. So look, if you're looking down at the ball, you're not looking and going through your progressions. Everything is affected by that first domino. And if that first domino isn't perfect, then the rest of it is just going to fall apart. And it's so important to get everything right this year for this offense, because they need to be productive.
No, 100%. We saw that last year with Sam Mustipher. And I mean, listen, I love the Hometown Heroes video. Shout out to Joniak and the Bears for putting that together. I don't want to see Doug Kramer.
I'd like to see something from him.
Like to see if he can play, like, maybe prove me wrong and show me. But I want Cody Whitehair. And that's not great either.
Well,
like,
a lot of that pressure too for Justin Fields came up the middle last year. Yes. So you need those guys to be healthy. You need them to be efficient, because if Doug Kramer can't block dudes either, then that's a problem. Because a lot of those times when Justin Fields had a defensive lineman, you know, running right at him, it was usually right up the middle.
Yeah. Sam Mustipher tripped over his own feet. All right, we're going to get up out of here, man. Appreciate you guys for tuning in.
Thank you, guys.
And showing love.
Thank you for having
another
me.
Football Friday. Adam, appreciate you coming on the show, man.
Thank you for having me, man. Appreciate it.
Got to make sure you guys tune in. What time? Pre-game show?
Pre-game show this week at 2 o'clock, next Saturday at 8 o'clock, and then during the season, if it's a noon kick, just remember 4 hours before. So 8 a.m. for noon start. Simple as that.
Oh, that's all you got to know, man. I think we're not doing the post-game show this week because we were blessed for them to go, basically, it's okay. Like, we don't need a 2 a.m. post-game show.
Yeah. Those night games are going to be rough for you guys.
It's not going to bother me that much when it's a game I care about.
It's a real game.
When it's so P.J. Walker.
Well, especially now when you're like, well, Justin's not even playing.
It's tough. That was the best part about the first post-game show. I was like, Justin threw three passes.
That's fine. Yeah.
But hey, we appreciate you guys for showing love. Hit that like button, subscribe to the page. Leave a 5-star review on the podcast side. Y'all stay safe out there, Chicago. Chicago Bears Podcast. Right on.